Well, every day since the Federal Reserve cut rates, mortgage rates went up, except for today. We finally got some reprieve. Why? Well, I'm not really quite sure, but tomorrow could be a bad day. What's happening tomorrow? The Supreme Court of the United States is going to rule on tariffs. I'm going to explain to you how this could be good news or could be really bad news if you're a homeowner or looking to buy your first house, because these things might change quite a bit tomorrow after the Supreme Court's ruling. Want to figure out why? Well, let's dive into the details, folks, because my goal here is to help you understand what the heck's going on with those and the whys behind it. So here's what we're going to talk about in today's video, tariffs. Now, I've been talking about this for weeks, and it seems like it went on deaf ears, because only now are the markets actually saying, oh, this tariff stuff might be really devastating. So what might happen? Well, tariffs could be deemed legal or they could be deemed illegal by the Supreme Court. Now, here's the devastating piece of this. If they're deemed illegal, well, we're going to have to refund or figure out a way to give back up to $215 billion back to these countries that paid the tariffs or the companies or however that works. But folks, we already don't have the money because we have a deficit at $38 trillion. So what could happen? Well, what this might do, and I know I was a broken record from this morning's video, but this news could really send the bond market in a tizzy. So here's what might happen. I'll give you two scenarios. Okay, so let's go through this and understand, well, if the Supreme Court says they're legal, what would happen? But then what would happen if they're deemed illegal? Let's get over to it. So here's what really controls the markets right through here. This is the bond market. Okay, so the reason why I brought this up is this is where everything's going to happen. If we don't have enough money, we're going to have to issue more bonds. What's going to happen to this? Well, let's break it down. If you have to issue more bonds, we're going to flood the market, especially $200 billion worth. What would you expect that price of the bond to do? Drop. Okay, so what happens when bond prices drop? Rates go up. So since the Federal Reserve cut rates last week, 5 days ago or a week ago, Fed cut, what happened? Went down all that. So when the price goes down, rates go up. We're recovering a little bit today, which is great news. But tomorrow, when the Federal Reserve or the Supreme Court rules, it's going to determine how many bonds are actually hitting the market. Now, if this is deemed legal, I think the markets are going to go, whew. Because what's going to happen is a lot of this money that's being brought in from the tariffs to the tune of 200, maybe 300, maybe 400 billion a year is going to offset our national debt. Well, what that's going to help is going to say, okay, well, now we don't have as much debt out there, and we also have the government or the Federal Reserve in they stopped quantitative tightening, meaning they're not selling bonds into the market. So this would be fantastic news for the bond market. Bonds on treasuries and also the mortgage bonds. So how does all this work? Well, let's go back to the bond market once again. As the price of the bond goes up, you know, rates get better. Okay, so let's deem this tariffs are deemed legal. Well, you're going to have the market saying, okay, this is good news. Our deficit's going to go down. Maybe the risk premium that's built in between the 10-year treasury and mortgage rates shrinks. All that means to you guys out there is mortgage rates would get better. So tomorrow's ruling by the Supreme Court is going to be huge when it comes to these things over here. How do you protect yourself if you're a homeowner or home buyer? Well, let's get to what I do for a living. Folks, my name is Dan Frio. I do this report every day to help inform you guys what in the heck's going on with mortgage rates and mortgage programs and such. I've been doing this for over 35 years. I'd love to help you out. Our slogan here is one application, one credit pool. We're going to compare your loan to over 30 different lenders. How does it work? Well, folks, we're set up with over 30 different lenders. These are lenders that you're probably calling, you're trying to work with behind the scenes, maybe on their retail divisions. We have access to their programs. Okay. So how does it work? Well, you put in your application right up through here. We'll get you approved. And then what we're going to do is we're going to scan over 30 different lenders throughout the whole country to help you find the best rate and the lowest fees. How do you do that? Well, just check out our services right through here. You can give us a call, 844-775-5626. You can actually ask Dan a question right through here. Just click that. Or you can go in here and ask for an appointment. You can do all these things. We really don't want you putting in your application because we want to know a little bit about you, what you're looking to do, and I'm sure you need to ask us some questions. And if you don't, I'll be surely able to provide you questions that you should be asking. So folks, my name is Dan Frio. If you're out there looking to refinance, you're looking to buy, I'd love to help you navigate that. And if you're a little bit confused on all this, my whole goal each day is to come out here and explain to you guys what the heck's going on with those and the whys behind it. Thanks for watching, guys. If you're interested in this channel or you're looking to buy a house or refinance, don't forget to subscribe over there. So every time I post a video, you get an alert. Thanks for watching. God bless. Have a fantastic day, and I'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.